Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I know that I should forget you, but I can't. I know that I should quit you, but I ain't. You made it plain to me that you don't want me around. I would if I could, but I just can't put you down. I know I should find another, but I won't. I know that I should hate you, but I don't. You make me feel so small when your friends come around. If I could, but I just can't put you down. You got me where you want me, but that's where I wanna be. I guess that makes it easy for you to make a fool of me. I know that I shouldn't love you, but I do. I know it's hard to admit, but it's true. I guess I'll just forever be your little clown. I would if I could, but I just can't put you down. Now you got me where you want me, but that's where I wanna be. Guess that makes it easy for you to make a fool of me. I know that I shouldn't love you, but I do. I know it's hard to admit, but it's true. I guess I'll just forever be your little clown. I would if I could, but I just can't put you down.
Begin this 660th episode of Neon Jazz with a popular and familiar act on the Kansas City landscape. That was the Grand Marquis with the tune Can't Put You Down off the 2018 CD Brighter Days. This outfit is a high-energy mix of American roots, blues, and Prohibition-era jazz. They have been around since 1998, and in 2020, they are firmly rooted in the Kansas City music scene as one of the hardest-working bands in the region. Pre-COVID-19, they play over 100 shows per year, performing coast-to-coast with 8 albums to their collective credit. We caught up with the lead vocalist and saxophonist Brian Redman to discuss this band and the new world we all live in. And when I asked them about their recovery from COVID-19 and the storm we're all in, this was his answer.
The jazz community in particular, the individuals that I know that comprise that community are very resilient folks. They're very tough. And they are creative, and really they have a winning spirit. So they're not going to let something get them down. They're going to find ways to overcome challenges.
And I also asked Brian what was so special about Kansas City crowds that he has played in front of for years.
They're very knowledgeable, number one. Number two, I mean, they know their history for the most part, right? If you travel around to other cities, they have a basic knowledge in general, it seems, of music. But Kansas City audiences really, they kind of have a history perspective. They kind of know that what Kansas City was as a cradle of jazz. They have that as a background.
That's a great answer, man. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is full of solo acts like Stanton Kessler to swinging outfits like the Grand Marquis, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you an hour of jazz that you may just never, ever forget. One of the originators of that Kansas City sound and bringing high energy to big outfits of musicians is pianist and bandleader Benny Moten. Let's take a listen to Pass Out Lightly off the 2013 Kansas City Jazz Essentials CD. Dig.
This is Brian Redman of the band Grand Marquis from Kansas City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was veteran jazz drummer Jim Black with the tune What You Were Made From off the 2020 CD called Reckon. This graduate of the Berklee College of Music has had quite a musical journey for himself. These days he is in Berlin, and we caught up with him there to talk during the height of the pandemic, and he opened up about why he loves jazz.
It doesn't have an end. It doesn't have a finish. It's about the process. It's about working hard. It's about looking deeper into yourself time and time again and extracting what's there in the present and putting it out. I mean, that's really what it represents to me.
One of the musicians he learned quite a bit from and is still a huge influence on his playing, and it's veteran saxophonist Tim Byrne. As we get into the tune Impala, have a listen to Jim talk about it.
Growing up, like especially when I moved to New York, getting to play with Tim Byrne for the first time and being in his band Bloodhound with Chris Speed, talking with Tim and learning the business and all those things and giving me advice, that was very, very important, and he taught me a lot.
Thank you. drummer Jim Black, live from Berlin, Germany. It's fun to get to be on Joe Domino's show, Neon Jazz.
It's the fate of men, thinking that they can rise above their king. I was down below you, knowing that I know you. I'm awakening. Hear me, I rise.
That was the internationally renowned vibraphonist, pianist, composer, and arranger, Christian Tambor, joined by his septet with the title track off his 2020 CD, The Awakening. He started performing jazz at the age of 14 and hit the ground running with jazz legends like Clark Terry, James Moody, Kenny Barron, and Milt Hinton. We caught up with him here at the show to talk about his start, and he opened up about it. Have a listen.
It wasn't until I started really falling for the dynamic of improvisation of jazz did my parents start helping me pack the marimba up and bringing it to this little jazz club in Cocoa Beach called Heidi's and rolling in a 7.5 foot long marimba.
Over his career, he has toured and performed in over 67 countries around the globe and has been a 5-time Downbeat Critics Choice Top Rising Star Award recipient on The Vibes. He's had many different musical capacities in his life, and he has worked as a musical director and pianist for Latin vocal legend Julio Iglesias. He worked for Cirque du Soleil in China and even Penn and Teller. One of those early influences and shows for Christian was double bassist and photographer Milt Hinton. Joined by his trio on this one, this is Windy City Blues off the 1989 CD, Back to Basics, as we fully support it, baby.
I'm Amy Rioux-Roussel. I'm a pianist, and I'm from Quebec, Canada, and you are listening to Neon Jazz in Kansas City.
That was Canadian jazz pianist Amy Roussel, joined by her trio with the tune Est off her newest 2020 CD, Rhythm de Passage. She has won quite a few awards in her career. She began her ascent up the jazz ladder in 2010. Joined by Nicolas Bedard on bass and Dominic Cloutier on drums, the trio delivers quality jazz with passion and noticeable chemistry. We caught up with her from her home base in Canada during the real start of the COVID-19 lockdown and wanted to know what she thought that the post-coronavirus world would look and sound like when the music starts back up. Have a listen.
I hope there's going to be a lot of concerts and a lot of people that will be not afraid to go out and to see some live concerts and to be around a lot of people.
Our next cat on the show comes to you from Greece, a classical percussionist simply known as Delicito. He reached out to us and we dig it. This is the tune Sleep Talking off his newest 2020 CD, Philodia, as we keep on with the jazz soundtrack around here.
Hi, this is jazz vibraphonist Christos Sitokostantinou, also known as Delasito. Come your way from Greece and you are listening to my music here on Neon Jazz Radio, coming out of Kansas City.
We'll be right back.
That was the prolific and adventurous Danish Music Award-winning saxophonist Claus Waitlow with the tune November off his 2020 CD called Nice Chair, The Game. For over two decades, he's been on the top of the jazz food chain in Denmark on tenor sax, and he's been on the scene since 1989, and he has 8 albums under his own name. And this is another musician we wanted to talk with during the pandemic about his music and a unique perspective on the other side of the world. And again, we wanted to know his post-COVID-19 thoughts on a return. This is what he had to say.
I really just hope that we get, in a way, get back to normal. I don't hope that this pandemic would damage, you know, that. I hope we can go back to the clubs and be gathered together again and listen to live music. That's what I'm hoping. I don't know, but I don't know what will happen, you know.
From a bebop and hard bop practitioner on both the saxophone and flute, here's James Moody with the tune Moody Flutie off the 2016 CD at the Jazz Workshop. And that would sum up some of the things around here indeed.
Yo, this is FK Jazz, saxophonist and producer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
Also never thought I would have this story to tell. It was heavy, and I can look back on it now, but I just couldn't remember what it felt like to be.
That was a returning cat on the show, a young and up-and-coming musician, saxophonist, and producer originally from Houston, Texas, now in New York. That was Samir Zarif, joined by Leo Coltrane and the outfit known as FKA Jazz. That was the vibe off the 2020 collection, Nothing at All. And our last leap into the jazz is from a modern visionary pianist, Gerald Clayton, making his Blue Note debut with the 2020 CD Happening live at the Village Vanguard. And man, we need that more than ever. This is the song Rejuvenation Agenda, joined by his quintet, alto saxophonist Logan Richardson with his Kansas City roots, tenor saxophonist Walter Smith III, bassist Joe Sanders, and drummer Marcus Gilmore. Man, that's a lineup, and that's tasty. Hey, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that is both good live and pre-recorded, and one instance where you should pay attention to the man behind the curtain, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. We love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, take care of each other. Support the jazz and all the arts, and please enjoy the music, my friends.
Thank you. Neon Jazz.